really like it much, cause the fur gets in me mouth. Only bought one cause we made it. Spots a bit of fashion, I want to spend mine. I used to be punk. I spent all that money on bondage things and leather jackets. And what happens? They bring out another fashion. I'm waiting for the next one. I wanted to be a hippie, but I was always too young. Anyway, I suppose I better rev up and rev off. I'm going. I've had enough of this rubbish. I used to be a punk, but now punk songs.
Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank, an old man said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on a lucky one, came in 18 to 1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas, I love you, baby. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
Queen of New York City.
When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the junk they were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing, "Go away, babe." And the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
Dripping that boat.
You scumbag, you maggot, you cheap, lousy faggot. Happy Christmas, you're our side, thank God it's our love.
The boys of the NYPD choir still singing, "Go away, babe." And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
I could have been someone. I kept them with me, babe. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I built my dreams around you.
The boys of the NYPD chorus still singing, "Go away, babe." And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
Thank you.
What we call in the industry here a big finish.
A big finish.
Big finish.
That was a big finish.
It's big, all right. Welcome
Welcome
to Punks and Parkas.
Punks and Parkas.
101.5 UMFM out of the University of Manitoba. How are you, Captain Dan?
I am great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
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 It's a good day.
Yeah.
It's sunny out.
T-shirt weather.
T-shirt freaking weather here. This is
It's December 7th, and it was 8 degrees today.
No word of a lie, hand over heart, saw a guy jogging down our street today in shorts and a t-shirt.
This weather is crazy.
It's wild.
It's like there's no snow on the ground.
No. It's sunny.
Yeah.
It looks like spring outside.
It does.
And for those who are unaware, we're usually like about 2 feet of snow, like heavy,
yeah,
not going anywhere snow by now.
It's like everyone else in Canada is getting snow except for us.
Well, tomorrow apparently we're supposed to get some. So. But then it's supposed to be like decent next week. So I don't think it's going to stick around.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know, dude. It's like I'm not, I don't necessarily want it, but it just feels wrong.
Yeah.
Like it just feels weird. And it's like, is this global warming? I don't know. I got to say, though, the roads are great.
They are. They're
I don't
nice.
Have to like bundle up when I go out. It's fantastic. Just weird. Which makes like getting into the Christmas thing hard. We haven't even put up our tree yet.
No, we haven't.
And it's like. We got to do that this weekend, dude.
That's a this weekend job.
Like, usually we have it up before even December 1st, like around December 1st. So it's hard when it doesn't look like Christmas outside.
Right.
So you're trying to make it feel like Christmas.
Yes.
With this playlist.
Yes.
I'm not surprised. You are Mr. Christmas after all, even though you haven't put up the tree yet.
No. But this is part one of three, so.
Oh, my. Are you kidding?
Well, we got 3 weeks till Christmas.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I must love you if I'm going to let you put 3 weeks of Christmas music on.
Oh, yeah.
I do. I do love you. But the thing is, at least you picked some good Christmas music.
Yeah, this week was straight up the alternative stuff and just, yeah.
Yeah, when I was looking at the set list, I was like, yeah, this is good. Yeah. So we started off with the Pogues.
Yep. Rest in peace, Shane.
Yeah, he passed away last week at, what was he, 60?
65, I think.
65, yeah. Young.
Yep.
Wasn't doing well in the last year or so. Had a lot of health issues. So it's wasn't a huge shock, but it's still...
Still a shock.
Still a shock, and it's still sad. And, you know, Ireland has lost a poet laureate in my eyes. Like, he's an amazing lyricist. So...
Yeah.
But Fairy Tale of New York is probably one of my favorite,
it's,
like,
it's probably their
songs.
Best-known song.
And their best-known. Yeah, for sure. For sure. The Waitresses.
Yes, with Christmas wrapping.
I never remember the name of that band. I was like, oh, yeah, The Waitresses. And then Julianne
Casablancas. Yeah.
From The Strokes.
Yes.
Whose daddy started a modeling agency.
Ooh.
Did you know that?
I think I knew that, yeah.
Yeah, his dad is the co-founder of Elite Models. Yeah.
Wow.
So this guy is not the starving student a lot of people.
No.
Garage Rock mastermind.
I think I remember hearing that. Yeah, he's not.
I mean, he didn't go out and advertise it that's his dad, but that's his dad.
Yeah.
So that was, I wish it was Christmas today.
Yeah.
I don't know if I wish it was Christmas today.
And that song is actually, Saturday Night Live made that song really famous.
Oh,
that's the one with the guy with the guitar and then.
Yeah, with Kermit.
Jimmy Fallon playing keyboards.
Oh,
and,
right. Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
And then the Kermit the Frog one.
When that's going around where Kermit's going crazy. If you're on TikTok, you've seen it. It's hilarious. I'm like, okay. So, more Christmas.
Yep.
Christmas, Christmas, Christmas.
Christmas,
Christmas,
Christmas.
Christmas.
Christmas. Christmas. Christmas.
Are you done shopping? You haven't even really started.
I haven't even started.
I'm like half done. I'm over half done.
I got 3 weeks, so I got enough time.
You got time. You got time. I just like to try and get it done early so I don't have to think about it. It's so funny. The older I get, the more I've become my mother.
Yeah.
Which, like, I think most people go through this. You become like your parents. And my mother hated Christmas shopping. Like, she had anxiety about going into the mall at Christmas because it was so busy and it was so, like, some people love it.
Yeah.
No, not Marianne. Marianne was like, not happy. So she would always try to get the Christmas shopping done kind of early.
Yeah.
And I think I've kind of taken that because I'm the same way. Like, I have to go to Polo Park, one of our big malls, tomorrow. And I'm like, I don't freaking want to go, dude. It's going to be busy. even at 9 in the morning.
Yeah, it probably won't be as busy if you go Friday after work.
Yeah. But it's so funny how I'm like, oh, God, I've become my mother. I don't want to go to the mall.
Whereas me, I could go there.
Yeah, I don't know. Any other time apart from Christmas, but I have my own issues with Christmas. I should really see a psychiatrist. So maybe it's that. I don't know. But anyway, should we play some more?
Let's play some more music.
It's not Christmas unless this song gets played.
That's right. New York's own Run DMC.
Yo.
With Christmas and Hollis.
All about last time I played Father Christmas, I stood outside a department store. A gang of kids came over and mugged me and knocked my reindeer to the floor. They said, Father Christmas, give us some money. Don't mess around with those silly toys. We'll beat you up, don't hand it over. We want your bread, so don't make us annoy. Give all the toys to the little rich boys. My sister a cuddly toy. We don't want a jinx or a monopoly money. We only want the real McCoy. Father Christmas, give us some money. We'll beat you up if you make us annoy. Father Christmas, give us some money. Don't mess around with those silly toys. But give my daddy a job, cause he needs one. He's got lots of mouths to feed. But if you've got one, I have a machine. Scare all the kids on the street. Father Christmas, give us some money. We got no time for your silly toys. We'll beat you up if you don't hand it over. We want your bread, so don't make us annoy. Give all the toys to the little rich boys. Remember the kids who got nothing while you're drinking down your wine. Father Christmas, give us some money. We got no time for your silly toys. Father Christmas, please hand it over. We'll beat you up, so don't make us annoy.
Just had a really interesting observation about that song.
Yep.
Regale us.
I was listening to this set list a few days ago.
Yeah.
And I'm listening to it in order.
As we are right now.
Yep.
Yeah.
But it wasn't the same order because there was a couple different songs
That
I took out and swapped around.
Yeah. Well, as we do
When
we listen. Yeah.
And I'm listening to it and all of a sudden the song came on with the Kinks. I'm like, this song actually really fits really well
with everything
all the other songs. It doesn't sound like, you know, when you listen to a song from the 60s and a song from the 90s. You can tell.
There's something there, yeah.
But all these songs kind of work together.
You're right. Yeah. And it was so funny because just before you said that, I was like kind of bopping my head around with this. I'm like, I'm positive this is the Kinks, but it sounds too modern.
Yeah.
And I look, I'm like, no, it is the Kinks. So you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
That's right. Everybody hear that? The man is right.
Just in this small...
Just for right now.
This exact moment in space and time. No, you're right very often. I'm usually kind of okay to admit it. No. Anyway, Punks and Parkas. That's
a
show.
That's us.
You got Captain Dan. You got me. We got Christmas.
Christmas.
Part one of three.
Christmas, Christmas, Christmas.
Christmas. So Christmas here at the radio station.
Yep.
Usually regular broadcasting is kind of suspended. The university closes up for Christmas, so does UMFM. We will be continuing regular broadcasting for Punks and Parkas, so we will do shows.
Yes, we will.
Up into the new year.
Yep.
But don't be surprised if you're listening to the station and it's not the usual show you're used,
right,
you know, before us or after us, because people take time off. People are entitled. We just ain't gonna do that.
We are just dedicated and just, you know.
And I think in the new year we should probably do another like year in review.
Yeah.
Super special show, maybe an hour here and an extra hour on the podcast for people who wanna
You want to listen to us for more than an hour?
Right. I don't know why. But it's good to look at like things like our Spotify Wrapped.
Yep.
Albums we bought. I have to say something. Spotify Wrapped came out recently, and it really showed to me how much vinyl I've been listening to this past year, because my listening stats were like in the toilet. Usually it's like 10, 20, 30, 50,000 minutes, like tons of 5,000. And I'm like, that's low for me. Beatles were knocked off the top for the first time in ever by Postmodern Jukebox. But it shows to me, like, we went to see that show, so I was playing it for you and Hunter, because the three of us went, so I was playing a lot of it. But then I didn't play much else. Yours were a little bit more...
Mine was more upbeat than it was last year.
Oh, you're happier.
last year was really a lot of, like, 80s, Smiths, goth, stuff like that.
New wave. Yeah.
This year was more Bob Marley, Beach Boys.
You're like, I'm just
Jimmy Buffett.
Jimmy Buffett. Gonna go the other way. Yeah. That's good though. Yeah. Like it's I like those things, because it's nice to see, you know, what you're listening for us anyway. It kind of reflects the year we've had, I think. Yeah. So that's why this kind of sucks for me, because I'm like, I've been listening to my records in alphabetical order and I haven't gotten past the G's yet. And it's been like 3 years. I'm gonna stop buying records or getting records. No.
No.
No. But anyway, so we will be here.
Yeah, we will.
What else?
Zoo Lights is still going on.
The Zoo Lights. The lights at the
zoo. And there's
zoo.
Lights at Assiniboine Downs.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the drive-through lights. And you know what? With the weather we've been having, go to Zoo Lights.
Yeah. Like. It's, yeah.
It's so perfect right now. I know we did it 1 year and it was really cold.
It was
tough.
I think it was like minus 20.
It was cold. Night. It was. Yeah. I just remember bundling out. Like we were smart. We bundled up.
Yeah.
But we were cold. Like it was cold. So this would be glorious, right? To walk around the zoo, see all the light displays. They have and it's not just lights. There's a lot of like, you know, like shows and
I think there's some rides. I think.
Yeah, and stuff like that. So go check it out.
Yeah.
There's always, you know, if you're cheap like us, you can go get a coffee and drive down some of the streets and look at the lights.
That's right. That's what we're going to do on Saturday.
We're going to take the dog to look at lights.
Yeah, they always say you should take your dog to go look at Christmas lights.
Yes, if you have a dog, take them. Yeah. So we're going to see if this is true.
Yeah.
Because apparently they just like kid in a candy store type thing, right? speaking of Christmas, though, it's gifts, right?
Yep.
A lot of people are shopping. I do want to say, if you have a vinyl lover in your life, I have one.
I have one too.
And we have each other. And you don't know what to get them. Go to Vintage Vinyl.
Yeah.
In Osborne Village. A wide array of music will help you out.
Yes.
Brett will help you out in a heartbeat. You tell them, you know, if you don't know what to get your friend, your love, your family member, you can definitely recommend something good. And if nothing rings a bell, gift certificates.
That's right.
So definitely check out Vintage Vinyl.
Yes, go check them out.
Yeah, support. You know, it's good to support small businesses at Christmas. They kind of need it more than, says the girl who got like 8 Amazon packages in the last 3 days.
But support local.
I try to.
But support your local Amazon distribution center.
Hey, it's jobs no matter where you go, okay? But seriously, if you can, you know, show a little love to some local businesses.
Yes.
Yeah. Christmas parties are kicking up.
Yeah, Christmas parties. People having a good time.
I got together with some work folks for a drink on Thursday, Wednesday. Went to the park alley and it was so funny. I've surprisingly, as long as I've been in the city and hitting the bar scene and hitting clubs, I've never gone to Park Alley, which is a bowling alley we have in the city in our area. Like, and it was so funny because it's weird because there's like, it's a bowling alley and a bar. And then there's like a stage with a band. It was like the weirdest Big Lebowski moment of my life. Like, it's like I'm having a beer, watching some guy play guitar and sing like Hotel California while people are bowling. It's interesting. But cool.
It sounds like it would be a good time.
It's a hopping place, dude.
Yeah.
I was kind of surprised.
Huh.
Yeah.
We should go.
We should. We should definitely go for a drink. Food was really good too, so
that's good.
Shout out to Park Alley. Do you guys have a Christmas party?
I have no clue.
Yeah, usually you hear about it by now.
Yeah, we haven't heard we haven't heard nothing.
Well, somebody's a Grinchy Grinch. Not planning Christmas party for you guys. I'm joking.
Well, that's okay. Sometimes you just need to take some time off work.
You know what? Blame the lack of snow because nobody's planning crap.
Right?
Because it doesn't feel like Christmas.
Oh, it's still October. You still got 2 months. It's like, no.
Somebody at work today was like, oh, one more paycheck till Christmas. And I was like, oh my God. Like, yeah. And it's like the paycheck right before Christmas. So get your poop in a group.
Get your poop grouped up.
Get it grouped. Get organized.
Get organized. Do your shopping.
It's coming up fast.
Go visit your friends and family.
Yeah,
have a good time.
It's that time of year. Yeah. Even like, I mean, everyone who listens to this show knows that me and Christmas are like, meh.
Yeah.
But I enjoy the visiting family and seeing friends. And like, it's a good time to connect with people no matter what religious denomination or lack thereof you are. It's a good time.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
Good time noodle salad.
Good time noodle salad. Should we get more into the tunes?
Let's do some more.
Since we don't have much more to talk about.
Yeah, let's do some more tunage. What are we going to play here?
Some Shins.
Ooh, the Shins. Wonderful Christmas time.
Wonderful Christmas
time. The mood is right. The spirit's up. We're here tonight. And that's enough. The party's on. And a happy new year.
Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Oh, our Father, he's the maker of heaven and earth.
Okay. I'm going to you guys. How about you fellas play something that nobody knows?
Oh, when you find for some sad reason you're alone this Christmas season, and the joys of home grow dimmer, just like a memory's distant glimmer. When you're loving, you are parted, and all Christmas cheer departed. It's sad, I say.
You guys can cook too. Wow, you're gonna be a real catch.
All right, here we go. Hey, Andrew, you ready over there, huh?
I'm all set, man.
Hey, Richard, you good, huh?
I'm ready, man. Let's do it. Come on.
Hey, David, you're good, huh?
I'm feeling good.
Well, Mike,
let's do
all
it.
Right, here we go. I think everything's gonna work out just fine. I can see it. I can see it ahead.
Suffering, and the world embraces peace and love and mercy instead of power and fear. And as sure as I'm standing here, I swear it really does appear that a change comes over us. Yeah, some kind of change comes over us, and it's glimpsed for one shining moment, and this change, well, it feels like a change that's real, but then it passes along with the season, and then we just go back to the way we were. Yeah, we go back to the way we were. Say it isn't so. Tell me I'm not just a dreamer. Tell me, 'cause I'm talking with a friend and he knows how it ends. He says it's easier. He says it, that's just the way we are. That it's human nature and that's just the way we are. Say it and so.
Flaming lips.
The lips that are on fire.
See? It isn't so. A change at Christmas.
Yes.
Never heard that one before.
No?
I mean, not that I seek out Christmas music on the rag, but, you know, like you hear a lot of Christmas music
yeah.
just by it being Christmas. I've never heard that one before. It's great.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah. Same with Bill Murray before that.
Alone on Christmas Day. For that, one of my favorite groups that I don't listen to enough, the Ravenettes.
Yeah.
With the Christmas song, Toots and the Maytals, Happy Christmas. Weezer.
Yeah, we wish you a Merry Christmas.
And we started it all off with the Shins.
Yeah.
Doing tribute to Paul McCartney.
Yes.
I can just hear Chris Mulligan like cringing and like the vein in his forehead. He hates that song. Anyway, we're done.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
Yes.
For those of us in Winnipeg, batten down the hatches, snow.
Yep.
We'll see if it stays. This is Lucy Dacus. I guess
sure.
That's how you say that. And this is a song called Last Christmas.
Yep.
See you next week for part two.
Stay fit and have fun.